Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed, "I found Nirvana! I win!" They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hour number two, Darren Donick and Chase. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe here in our Wholesale Inc. studios powered by Rumble On. If you've been listening the first hour, you know that everything is being canceled, except for the ACC. Their quarterfinals, they're continuing. They're going to get crushed for this. I mean, they are going to absolutely get crushed for this. And for all the people on Twitter, I know that a tweet just came out from the game talking about tonight's pregame that I'll be involved in, and then a 6 o'clock puck drop with Pete and Hal that they'll be on the call. I get it. You're like, what? I don't think so. And all these people comment, we get it. Those are scheduled, okay?
Yeah, just so chill.
We got it. I understand. Most of us realize that probably that's not going to happen.
PSA, if you get stupid on Twitter, I'm going to tell you that you're stupid on Twitter, just so you know, because we don't have time for that right now.
Yeah, everybody's going, what? And it's like, yeah, we got it.
Mike says Monday's Darren Donick and Chase will be a Seinfeld show, a show about nothing.
Yeah, there's not going to be any sports. Let's check in with Butch Beardon. We felt that we should definitely talk to him, the president and CEO of the Nashville Visitors Bureau. Butch, good morning. You've been at this for a very, very long time in our city, and you have certainly had the pulse of our city for a very long time. Have you ever seen anything like this in your career?
No, there is absolutely no blueprint or roadmap for what we're navigating. The virus alone would be enough, but layer that on top of the tornado damage, and you know, we're in uncharted waters, and I don't even have anywhere to go look or call somebody and go, what's the best course?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll start with, as I'm listening to y'all, remaining calm and informed could not be more important than anything else, you know, at this point in time. You know, Twitter, that's what we ought to shut down.
I'm with you.
Amen, Butch. Amen. You're right about that. It'll send you the loony bin if you watch Twitter in the last about 18 hours.
I try not to look because you know, it would be a nice means of communicating factual information from the right sources, but it's just, you know, a rumor mill.
Yeah.
And a license to act badly. So, you know, my plea to your listeners is only talk about facts and stay informed and be smart. We're going to get through this. It's going to be a bit ugly, but we're pretty smart people and we're pretty resilient. And panic and stupid rumors is just the worst course of action.
Yeah, well said. I thought it was interesting what you said at the beginning, because you can't, you know, there's a lot of times things will happen, whether it's, you know, what we do, what you do. You can pick up the phone and consult somebody, right? You can talk to somebody about the situation that you're in, because usually there's not a manual for what you do on how to handle that particular situation. But in this case, which is unprecedented, if you pick up the phone and talk to any colleague of yours, wherever, people that you've dealt with for a long time in X market, you're all asking the same questions. You're all dealing with the same thing, and everybody's searching for the same answers. So it's a strange dynamic, isn't it?
Oh, it's And it's an incredible dynamic. And that may be the worst, best word, because it's changing, not even by the hour, by the 15-minute increment. So whatever plan you're working on, you got to be ready to change it.
The SEC has obviously just came out. They were supposed to tip at noon today, the first game, and they were supposed to have a full slate of action today. We already knew that it was going to be played in front of no fans, but now they have canceled the tournament like most all the other tournaments around the country. With that being said, and conventions, we know that this city and what you do relies so much on our beautiful convention center to host so many things. Las Vegas hosts NAB, which is a huge broadcasters convention, the week prior to the NFL draft. They announced yesterday that's been canceled. So you know Vegas, you and Vegas probably can have a lot of similar talks. How is this impacting what you do? How is this impacting our market with, I'm sure you're just getting cancellations left and right?
Yeah, we are. I think we're up to 130 plus. Maybe if there's a silver lining, they're in the next 4 or 5 weeks. We're asking clients to, if you're more than 30 days out, let's walk through this. Let's talk. There's plenty of time to cancel, but it's important to them, and it's important to us. And, you know, I know I've gotten some grief for talking about doing business, but, you know, I would defend that to the nth degree, because our message is about keeping a lot of the victims employed. There's a lot of them are in the hospitality industry, and driving sales tax revenue for the city and state with the overtime and unexpected costs associated with recovery. So our message is tied to the storm much more than the virus. And we know we're going to get hit, and the whole country is going to get hit. And we'll figure that out too. But as people, going back to our Twitter conversation, jump to criticize, you know, look at the big picture and understand by no means are we being mercenary. And most of our staff is out raising money or giving away money to victims. So, you know, check your facts.
Butch Spiridon is with us. And I know this is a tough question, because this is all changing, as you've been saying over the course of this interview. But I look at Bridgestone Arena, for instance, and the SEC tournament, and there are a lot of people that work that tournament that now aren't going to be able to draw a paycheck. Do you have any, are you able to shed any light of, or give your opinion on what could happen with that of, you know, people that aren't able to work now because of all this?
You know, I don't have the hard answer, but I know the governor just officially declared a state of emergency. And this is a good example. The number one reason he did that was to be able to draw down on federal aid. So the federal, you know, emergency is not something else big has happened. It's a trigger to get funds. So if we can get funds in, then we can find the mechanisms to help people. So it's just all these dominoes, and that's the first trigger, which I'm glad to see him do. But it's important for people to know that that's not an extra reason to panic. It's a very strategic, intelligent move.
With everything all over the country postponing or canceling, and I mean, you're going to have musical acts, you're going to have sporting events, obviously. Does that in some ways make the rescheduling process a little bit easier because you know that everything's done, so you can kind of push back, or am I overthinking that?
Yeah, no, I think two things. The amount of cancellation probably frees up some dates that we could move some things into. The whole process, most all of our clients were talking exactly. We can minimize cancellation fees. We can accommodate your need. Literally got off the phone with a client about an hour ago, and we're looking at, they're late April. We're looking at how long can they wait to decide. How can we assure their attendees and at the same time look at dates a couple months from now? So, you know, multi-pronged attack to try to help them. They need to host their conference because it's a revenue stream for the association. So they're impacted on multiple layers as well. And I think if there's any solace in we're all in this together, we're all going to be affected financially, and it's when we will and can rely on the federal government to provide aid in some form, tax relief, sales tax relief, grants. There will be help coming. I have zero doubt about that. It's still a work in progress, so we don't know what that looks like.
Butch, what would be your message to people that, you know, now you got to figure out how you're going to spend your weekend? You know, people might have had plans just to go out and about in downtown Nashville or other parts of the area. I mean, what would be your message to those people?
You know, I think it probably is a good time to think about getting out and doing some volunteer work, whether it's hopefully storm-related, but else, you know, sanitation protocol, keeping distance. But there isn't any reason to go about in small groups of semi-normal life. And I think it could be the city needs it, the victims need it. And if you can, stay away from large groups. And if you can, lend a hand and keep washing your hands and keep sanitizers and do the smart things. So that's kind of my take. And if you can't do that, stay home.
Last thing, Butch, you talk to a lot of people, and while it's affecting the Music City Center, while it's affecting Bridgestone Arena, or probably about to affect Bridgestone Arena and other maybe concert venues, you also talk to the hotel industry and the restaurants, and you know there's a lot happening in downtown with all this being affecting the people not coming like they were scheduled to. How much of a hit is are those industries taking right now with all this?
You know, currently it's in the tens of millions. It's going to grow exponentially. You know, music industry, which you kind of alluded to earlier, you know, the cancellations of tours. You know, that's not just the artists, and the artists are probably going to be fine. But their bands, their touring crews, the bus drivers, you know, this has just enormous reach. And that goes back to, there's a point where we got to trust a system. You know, it may be a good time to pull together instead of being divisive. And I'm going to go back, stay informed, patient, and calm, because we can't think straight if we're not being rational. And everybody is being affected, so you are not alone. I may not be enough to say right now, that may be the most important thing. Everybody's going to have food. Everybody's going to be taken care of. You know, it's just going to take a little bit of time to sort. And am I concerned? Yeah. Am I panicked? No way. You know, that's not an option. So we're going to keep working.
Good words, Butch. Appreciate it. I just think of the movie Old School, and I think of Will Ferrell in the locker room. You just remain calm. Everybody, the main thing is to remain calm. I like it.
One of my favorite movies.
Oh, no doubt. Hey, thanks for doing this.
About my intellect.
Well, what does it say about me? I agree with you.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for doing this as always. Good to catch up, and we'll talk down the road.
Y'all take care. Be safe. Wash your hands.
All right, you too. That's Butch Spiridon. He's the president and CEO of the Nashville Visitors Bureau, just talking about the impact of all this in our city and in our market. We'll come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.